playa. I want to go to the beach. On the other hand, Spanish has very similar sentence structures to English or French, which means that half of our problem could be solved if you already know some of these languages. If you have not yet learned another language, learning Spanish will be a little more difficult at first, but you will get used to it very quickly, as experience shows. To illustrate, how many words do you need in everyday life? 750 words make up the daily language and are therefore used in everyday communication. 2,500 words enable people to express everything they want to say, albeit sometimes with strange paraphrases. A native speaker would often put things differently. Spanish is pronounced as it is written. There is one thing that is said about Spanish. It is said that just looking at how a word is spelled is enough to know how it is pronounced. Therefore, learning Spanish can be seen as a learning a language without surprises, which is not the case in English because there is no correlation between oral expression and writing in English. Each of these five vowels in Spanish, A, E, I, O, and U, has only one pronunciation, A, E, I, O, and U. All vowels are pronounced as you imagine. And although the same consonant can be pronounced differently, there are very specific rules for recognizing its pronunciation, depending on where this letter is in the word or which letters follow it. For example, C adding E, cerveza. C adding A, casa. There are no silent letters except H. No changes in pronunciation. No surprises. Emphasis. All words have a stressed syllable, which is the syllable within the word that is most pronounced. In the word carretera, for example, the stressed, the strongest intensity with which we pronounce a syllable within a word, falls on the penultimate syllable, te. If Spanish sounds the way it sounds, it's because it's a language that consists mostly of flat words, at 80%, meaning the tonic syllable is the penultimate syllable. For example, carretera. The rest of the words are divided into non-acute words. In 17%, the more intensely pronounced syllable is the last, for example, comer. And esdrújulas, in 3%, the more intensely pronounced syllable is the penultimate, for example, auténtico. All words have an accent, but not all have a graphical accent or an accented mark. We should not confuse the term accent with that of the tilde. What is the difference between them? Well, as we mentioned earlier, the accent is the greater intensity with which we pronounce a syllable in a word. However, the tilde is a graphic character that we only use in a few words to graphically indicate which is the syllable that will be accepted when the accent is irregular. The general rules of graphic accentuation determine which words should be stressed and which should not. Number and gender. Among the first characteristics you'll learn about the Spanish language is that nouns, adjectives, and verbs must all be all the same gender and number, which is a Romance language feature. El perro